T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Congressman Rodney Davis, who's on the line with us from Washington right now. Rodney, how are you?
I'm still devastated over Saturday night's loss.
Yeah, what happened there? I thought they'd put out a better effort. I really did.
I was surprised they were in the game at the end, but, you know, they played well enough to get a chance to get to the end zone, but now they will go down as the team who will be a part of the 3 worst calls in NFL playoff history.
Wow, you're going to blame the refs? Is that what the deal is?
I would never do that. They had their chances. However, that was such a blatant call, and blatant enough that those refs aren't even going to be allowed to ref a playoff game anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that that was that big of a deal, quite honestly. I know that I really don't think it was that big of a deal.
Yeah, touchdown, guy stop running, stop playing. Yeah, not that big a deal. I mean, typical Chiefs fan, Raider hater.
You know what? They were in that game. I was kind of teasing you here at the beginning because I do think that, you know, that last drive, they could have got down there and tied the game. And by the way, I think I needed them to tie the game, and then I needed the Bengals, if they would have tied the game, to win by 5.5 because I had the over in that game. But my gambling habits don't need to be discussed here with the United States Congressman.
Think about this, though, Mark. If they wouldn't have scored that touchdown, they would have had to kick a field goal. It would have, and if the Raiders, all things remain the same, they could have gone down and kicked a field goal to tie it up and go into overtime. I mean,
it was a touchdown by the Bengals. I don't care if a whistle blew or not. It was a weird whistle. That was a touchdown. So, I could see it both ways, but I also think it was a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, who cares about the rule? I mean, you know, inadvertent whistle, dead play. Hey, it's okay, unless it happens to your Chiefs or your second favorite team, the Packers, or your third favorite team. I mean, you can't even pick a team.
Packers are on the power rankings number 1 right now for me because I need them to win another Super Bowl. The Chiefs got that Super Bowl a couple of years ago. It's all about the green and gold this year for me. Just to be clear, one of my many teams. I know you give me grief. Let's talk about serious things that are happening in this country right now. Let me ask you just your opinion on this voting reform situation and what's happening with that, because I'm still a little confused by it all. What are they trying to do? I think they're trying to pull some wool over the American public's eyes. Is this just a pivot from the Biden administration because they know other things aren't working? What's your take on that right now?
Well, they really do want to nationalize our elections. I mean, this is not the first attempt that they've tried to pass election reforms that will devastate the way that we run elections in this country. And I had to debate the bill on the House floor last week, and you know, there are things that the Democrats say are voting rights bills, but the same bills have provisions in them, Mark, that would give me and every member of Congress $7.2 million in public funds for our own campaigns. They don't talk about that. I mean, these are the provisions like making ballot harvesting a nationwide process. I mean, these things are changing the way elections are run in America, not a Voting Rights Act.
I think if you go out and you just survey the American people, a wide swath of them, and say, look, here's what's part of this bill, and you include some of those things, especially giving money to Nancy Pelosi and other members of Congress, I think they'd say, no, we don't like that at all, right?
Exactly. But the problem is, what they try to do is the Democrats try to gaslight the American people. They're trying to use this issue at this time of year with MLK Day to try and go out and say, you know what, Republicans are racist. Republicans are trying to stop you from voting, even though we had the highest voter turnout in 120 years in 2020. Republicans are vote suppressionists, when if that's the case, we failed miserably because there's such a high turnout. But they do this, and too many people, look at Nick Saban and Jerry West.
I know.
Just sent a letter to Joe Manchin saying, "Oh, the Republicans are trying to suppress the vote. Go for voting rights." It's going to destroy. If Joe Manchin were to give up the filibuster, it would destroy the precedent that's been set on how we govern in America for centuries.
What in the world were they writing that letter on? And if we were to sit down with Nick Saban and ask him a few questions about this bill, he probably wouldn't know what's in it, right?
He would not know what's in it. And that's the problem, is that they use these catchy titles. They go out there and they try to lie and say, this is voting rights. This is the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. No, this is the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Enrich My Own Campaign Coffers Act. This is the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, let's export ballot harvesting, a process that's been corrupted with fraud nationwide instead of just in California. And Nick Saban now is part and parcel to their own corruption because he didn't take the time to read it. And, you know, maybe that's why he lost the national championship game. Bama sucks.
I like that. I like that, Rodney Davis. The hypocrisy, and I've pointed out there's hypocrisy that goes around on both sides occasionally in Washington. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but the hypocrisy of Chuck Schumer on this filibuster issue, and obviously many of the Democrats, you know, if you don't have just a couple of members holding together, this could really be a different scenario, right?
No, very much so. And look, we're all probably somewhat hypocritical at times. I was frustrated when we were in the majority and we couldn't get things passed because of the filibuster. But, you know, in the end, maybe we make them do a talking filibuster, you know, have them diaper up and
sure.
Get back to what used to happen.
Absolutely.
Years ago, before it was just, I'm filibustering this, I'm filibustering that, and you move on your merry way.
I like that a lot. Make it like the old times. I think we still do that here in Missouri. Let me ask you, Congressman Rodney Davis is with me, about the Open Schools Act, that piece of legislation. What would that do?
Well, I'm just sick and tired of watching school administrators and teachers unions like the Chicago Teachers Unions just really not do what's best for our students. We've got 2.5 years of data and science, Mark, that shows that the best learning environment for our kids and our students is in person, in class. And we have another group of data that suggests that those schools who have been in person the entire pandemic, their infection rate is negligible compared to those who have not been and been remote. We've got to get these kids back in school. Our bill would allow for money that's already been appropriated out here in D.C. to go directly to parents. If your school is going remote, you could take some money, go pay the out-of-district tuition in the public school next to you. You could use it for tutoring. You could use it for transportation. You could use it to go to a school and get your child the best learning environment so that he or she can succeed, because failure should never be an option.
I was looking at some data that was from the CDC on the flu season in past years compared to this year with COVID with kids. And look, more kids are getting this. I would admit that. We want to be careful, especially if you have high risk. But the fatality rate in particular from some of the flu seasons, it can be 8.4. Let's see here. 2012, it was 11.3 per 100,000. And this was kids under age 17. Right now, that's at 2.5 for COVID. And the number of deaths is, while it's trending a little higher, it's certainly not as high as it has been in several years. I guess the point is that we're still doing a lot of this, basing policies that are completely opposite of what the science is telling us.
And that's why we need to look at COVID as a risk management issue. We know that it's safe for kids. It's 99.9% survivable for any child under the age of 18 in that school group that doesn't have an underlying condition. And instead, we have administrators and we have policymakers and we have the Chicago Teachers Union looking at COVID as a zero tolerance issue. We are always going to have to live with COVID. We can't put it back in the test tube where it came from. We've got to learn to manage the risk, and that means getting on with our lives, growing our economy, and addressing the issues that American people care about: inflation, our border crisis, and making sure we don't have another Afghanistan debacle. And oh, by the way, how about we do something federally to deal with the violent crime crisis we're seeing with liberal whack job prosecutors not doing their damn job?
Yeah. Well, we're seeing that a lot here in St. Louis. One more issue here before I let you go on the supply chain, because I see this news release that says you've relaunched the supply chain caucus, and it says here that this was started before the onset of the pandemic. Is that true? This was something you were trying to do before this even started a couple of years ago?
Yes, I was clairvoyant, I guess.
I guess, right?
Yeah. It's an issue we knew was a problem. There are too many products that we need here in America for a wide swath of our economy that are not manufactured here. What we need to do, Mark, is we got to identify what those products are, and we've got to incentivize companies, maybe through a loan forgiveness program if they meet a set of standards of employment and production, to get those products manufactured back here in the United States. I've got a bill to do that identification process, and we're working on a bill to make sure that we can put that incentive program in place, and then we'll never be dependent on China. I mean, look, we couldn't even get PPE made here in America because we became reliant upon foreign sources for our own personal protective equipment that goes in our hospitals at the beginning of this pandemic.
Rodney, awesome to chat with you here. Terrible, terrible taste in football teams, but still a pretty good guy overall. I'll give you that. Thank you for coming on. We'll talk soon.
Well, I wish I could say the same about you, man.
Oh, touche. See ya.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.